Hey, everybody. While back, I bought a spring bar tent. This is one of those big, heavy canvas tents. And, you know, I was looking around for some reviews of these, and it just seemed like everything on YouTube, I don't know, just seemed very sponsored. I don't know that it was, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, I ultimately decided to buy one. I bought one because our old plastic tent, a Gazelle T8, was very noisy, as we found out in a pretty vicious storm in the Badlands last year. That same storm took the tent out, ripped off the fly. It's not a very good design. And the tent, it was trying to collapse the tent as well. Now, in all fairness, we didn't have all of the guy lines out. That wouldn't have helped the fly at all because only two of them really actually connect to the fly. Anyway, so I was looking for something quieter and with a lot more wind resistance and more stability and a lack of any required guy lines or rain flies. Because it always just seems like we don't put that stuff up and then, you know, that's when the rain comes. Or that's when the wind comes. Anyway, so I decided to buy a Spring Bar Traveler. This is their Made in the USA 10-foot square tent. It's got one door and a window in the front and then two windows in the back. Weighs about 70 something pounds with the tent and the poles and the stakes, I think, all in, you know. Doesn't really matter when you get that heavy because it's all in separate bags and each one of them is still kind of heavy. I used the tent on a trip to Canada so far. My wife and my three daughters, aged 15 to 19, and I hopped into some cars and we drove up to Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island, and we camped our way around for a while. We spent a few nights in hotels, about 10 nights all told, some rain in the middle, and we really did no more than two nights in a single spot. So not really the best use case for a very heavy tent. That takes a lot of stakes, but it actually worked out pretty well. So my first impressions of this tent are that it's heavy. It's really heavy. When you're used to, you know, an REI Kingdom 6 that comes in at maybe 25 pounds, something like that, maybe 30. This is really quite heavy. It's big. I don't have the exact dimensions, but it's big enough that you need to figure out where in the vehicle you're putting it. It did fit in our rooftop box, and it fit, in my Subaru. So it's not like you can't carry it. It's not super, super long. The poles, I think, collapsed or maybe 50 inches. So they fit with the seats down. That's not that big a deal. It's big on the ground. It's 10 foot square, and I'm 5 foot six, and there's no chance of me touching the ceiling at all. It's really quite tall. In fact, it's so tall that hanging their little accessory organizer pouches is actually kind of a stretch. Very stable. This tent is not blowing away. Like I said, it's pretty heavy. And it has about 22 stakes that hold it down. So there's a lot of stakes that need to be driven. The stakes that come with it are 12 inches long and they're bent metal. And they're probably really great at, I'll just say, average dirt. I replaced them with straight nail type stakes that I bought off of Amazon, mainly just because I wanted to put paracord loops on them to aid in pulling them out and also to clip them onto a carabiner to keep them organized. I'm just a little anal that way. Anyway, so the stakes I bought worked fine. The stakes they supplied probably would have worked fine, although some of the ground we were in, a few times we were in sites that were dual-use tent or RV, and honestly, these days, most sites are just, they don't give you nice, comfy dirt anymore. They give you, you know, traffic bond or crushed rock or something like that, and you need a very sharp, strong stake to pound into that, which actually, I think next time I'm just going to go buy lag bolts, which seems to be the new trend, and using an impact driver and like a 8 to 12 inch lag bolt, I think that is the cat's meow, and that is what I'm going to look at using. It's just a little bit of an investment, you know, like $100, because these screws that big are not particularly cheap. And it means getting an impact driver and carrying that around along with a charger and blah, blah, blah. And I'd probably still end up carrying the hammer and the stakes because, you know, if you're paranoia and all that. Anyway, moving on. Like I said earlier, the one we got is the Made in the USA version. So how about that made in USA quality? Well, it turns out my tent was missing a stake loop. They were happy to send me one that I will install at some point. I didn't miss, honestly, having it while we were camping around. Very sturdy. The whole tent is just, if you're used to backpacking tents, this is just super heavy duty. The ropes that they supply to guy out the porch roof. Now, this is a flap of fabric that goes over the front door and the window. They're like, it's like quarter inch thick rope. It's like quarter inch poly rope. It's got a very large tensioner on each rope. That's really nice to work with. When you're used to working with paracord, and paracord is thin and it's hard to grab, and it's kind of a pain to be tying tautline hitches all the time in paracord. So having these big, you know, wooden tensioners and this thick rope, it's kind of nice actually. It smells, yeah, the tent smells. The girls were not too fond of that. I didn't really even notice, but yeah, it smells like canvas. Didn't smell mildewy, never did. The flat porch roof, right? When you look at the pictures of the tent, I kept seeing this and I'm like, this is just idiotic. As soon as it rains, that's going to fill up with water. So I thought it was kind of stupid and I just planned to roll it up and keep it rolled up. But actually, it's not stupid. The shade it provides is good. You can set it up so that it's pitched so much that water does not collect on it. In the case of rain, we found that out firsthand. It is, even when it's out flat, it's enough to block dew. And so you can have some things laying on the ground outside the front door that aren't going to get all wet. And it can be tilted even when it's raining with the poles enough that the water runs off and it doesn't pool up. There are zippers on both sides of it, like half of a zipper that you can buy these like porch sides. I think they call them portico sides that you could zip onto it. I actually kind of wish we bought those because it took me a long time to learn this, but half of your tent is the tent. The other half is the vestibule. When you have a place that isn't clean to put all the stuff that you want protected from the weather somewhat, but you don't really want it in the tent, like wet jackets and boots, footwear mainly, but also, you know, toys like, you know, frisbees and junk and stuff the dog's been all over and whatever, stuff like that. You know, you don't really want it outside getting wet if it rains, but you don't want it in the tent either. That's what the vestibule is for. And likewise, when you're getting ready in the morning and you're putting on your shoes, you don't want to do that in the tent necessarily. Although, honestly, in this tent you could because the floor is super thick. It's pretty heavy duty. I wouldn't trust it to be super abrasion resistant. In fact, I think there was I'm trying to remember exactly how it happened, but there is already kind of a mark on it that, you know, tells me, you know, you don't just abuse this floor either. I don't think I would be throwing cots in this tent without putting something down underneath them. And I don't think I would be putting furniture in this tent, really of any kind, without something underneath the legs. They sell patches for the floor. I think they say you can send the tent back to have it repaired. I have no idea how that could possibly be cost effective to mail a 70-pound object anywhere for, you know, that's probably going to cost you close to $100 just for that. Then again, the tent was well over $1,000, so maybe it would work out. Anyway, so what about when it gets wet? Right? That's the big thing everybody says. You get a canvas tent. Oh my God, if it gets wet, you're screwed. No, not really. We had some rain when this was the night before we were driving to Halifax, and we were in kind of a not very good campsite on Cape Breton Island. And we came back for dinner and to go to bed, and it started to drizzle. So we got everything packed up as well as we could, but we were in the tent all night long and it drizzled all night long. No leaks. We hadn't seasoned the tent. My daughter said at one point she had a few drops on her, but nobody was complaining. Didn't have the touch the inside of the tent and it leaks phenomena that people always talk about with canvas tents. Really, the inside just felt very stiff, hard, and cold. It was noticeably humid, right? But it would be in a plastic tent as well, right? You do need to pitch the porch roof to keep the water from running off. But like I said, that wasn't very hard to do. So yeah, it worked out fine. The only problem is well, this canvas, when it gets wet, it gets stiff. It gets heavy and it gets stiff. It's almost like cardboard. Where before you could kind of like tug one corner or another to get it to flatten out while you were taking the tent down and getting preparing to fold it and roll it up. With this, it took a lot more effort. And it was really, I don't think we would have been able to roll it up tight enough to get into the original bag. That's all right. We just rolled it up loosely and stuffed it into the car top box because I didn't really want it inside the car at that point. And there it stayed for quite a while because, as I said, this is the night before we were driving to Halifax. So we broke camp in the morning. We scampered around and packed up all this wet gear, got it stuffed in the cars, drove to Halifax. Well, we were staying in a hotel in Halifax. So nothing came out of the car except for luggage for that night. And then the next day we drove to another campsite in Nova Scotia, that was actually a couple hours, three, 4 hours away. And so it was that next night that we set up the tent. And we wiped the floor with a microfiber cloth that got that dry. And then the tent, you know, yeah, it smelled like a wet tent, but it didn't smell nasty. No mildew, no mold, no dark spots. So actually it was more than, I want to say it was more than, I guess it was really a day and a half. It wasn't 48 hours. But anyway, we left it up for that night. Then I forget exactly what happened after that. I think we had it up for one night. And the next day we ended up packing up and going to another hotel because we, yeah, well, you don't need to hear about all the itinerary problems we had. But anyway, to dry it out the next evening, I had some time with the sun out. So I just unrolled the tent on the ground and let the sun beat on it. And honestly, that dried it out quite a lot. Enough that I didn't really worry about it. And as it happened, that was when we started our trip home. We didn't camp on the way home. So back to Kentucky we went. And then I unrolled the thing in my living room. I didn't set it up. I just unrolled it. And in a house with air conditioning, it dried the rest of the way overnight. It was no problem. Once it was dry, it went back to its nice limp self and we could fold it up compactly and get it back in the bag. All right. What else? Well, what's not so great? Well, it's not self-supporting, right? So if you find yourself on, you know, in the middle of a parking lot, well, either you got stakes that you can pound into a parking lot or you're not having a tent. I think there's a way to make this work. If you can make a square frame that you could hook the sides of the tent to, and that the poles that hold up the roof could stand on, I think you could make it self-supporting. Now, I don't think anybody wants to haul around that much material, but it could be done. I bought the Rainfly for it, mainly because, again, having had the bad storm last year, I wanted to be prepared. I brought it with me, never took it out of the box. But I think if you were stuck in this tent for days and it was wet, you would want the Rainfly because you would want, it covers the windows and it would let you open the windows a little bit. And you would be wanting that ventilation, I think. So how do I feel about the purchase? Yeah, I'm happy I bought it. I mean, I don't know that this is going to replace necessarily a lightweight tent that you throw up the backyard to go sleep with kids. It's heavy. It's an investment in time and effort and money. But it's sturdy and it's confidence inspiring and it's pretty comfy. So yes, I'm happy with it. I think it's best if you can leave it in one spot for a while. I think, taking it down and setting it up every day would get old really fast. You would really want to use the lag screws. It's maybe not a great hot weather tent because it has windows on only two sides, but on the other hand, hot weather, at least in the eastern half of the country, tends to come with rain showers and thunderstorms, at least for me it does. And you can close the windows from the inside and you can close the door from the inside, which is not always the case with plastic tents. You don't have to worry about running out to put a fly on or putting up guy wires. There aren't any guy wires to put up. I'm glad we have it. Honestly, I wish we'd bought it sooner. The only regret I have is that they offer factory seconds at a discount. They don't always have every model and whatnot. But based on, honestly, the one I got was missing a stake loop. which is a pretty obvious thing, honestly. I kind of feel like I should have just bought a factory second, saved myself some money. So there you go. Is it an only tent? You know, I think it could be. I really need to try this thing in like 85, 90 degree weather sometime to really see how it is and to see if it really breathes as they say it does. The problem is I get older, I just have no tolerance for that kind of heat. So I may never find out, but it doesn't really matter because I wouldn't need it for that anyway. If you're thinking about buying one of these, I hope this helps. I can't tell you whether it's the right choice for you, but I believe it's been the right choice for us. Anyway, have a great day. Thank you for listening. You can get more details at swduncan.com.